Inspired by the Middle East uprisings and the Occupy Wall Street protest, thousands of people descended on the square outside one of London's most famous landmarks, St. Paul's Cathedral. Their message was simple: the rich, warmongering elite minority have caused the global financial crisis, and the rest of society shouldn't have to suffer for their recklessness.
800 billion people on this planet are hungry and malnourished. 1,000 million people have no safe, clean drinking water. That's why the system has to change. Free market capitalism has failed the world.
The demonstrators' intention was to occupy the nearby London Stock Exchange to protest against corporate greed and its role in destroying the economy, but they were prevented from doing so.
The protesters are trying to get to Paternoster Square, which is the site of the London Stock Exchange, but the police seem to have blocked off all the entrances, so at the moment there's something of a standoff.
The protesters were warned that they'd face arrest if they tried to enter the financial district. They remained peaceful, but urged the police to stop protecting institutions that had caused the recession.
I lost my job, and it's been really, really hard to find another job. I'm recently qualified. I've got, you know, got a lot of experience. I wanted to finish my law degree through Open University, but the student fees have gone up, and even Open University, which is supposed to be the cheap way of doing it, their fees have also gone up, so for me it's not a possibility at the moment.
Eventually, some frustrated protesters opted for more direct action by pouring onto the nearby road, thus bringing all traffic to a halt. The police then brought in reinforcements and kettled or surrounded the protest, a tactic which has been heavily criticised in the past because effectively it's a form of confinement.
I hate the British government, I hate the American government, and I hate the actions of the Israeli government building another wall. But this is about money, this is about power. I'm here because there's a solidarity with the Occupy Wall Street and the Occupy movement that's spreading around the world. We also hate the fact that we live in a world where 1 billion people wake up hungry every day, where people are like living as slaves all over the third world due to the actions of the Western world. So we're sick of the banking bailouts, we're sick that public services are being cut, and people are getting treated like sheep.
Although the demonstration was unofficial and disorganized, the turnout was significant. Moreover, many pledged to stay in the square overnight and even for days. They hope this won't be a one-off event, but the beginning of an anti-capitalism mass movement. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.